teach us the lesson thou hast taught, to feel for those thy blood hath bought, that every word and deed and thought may work a work for thee. In his book, Radical, My Journey Out of Islamist Extremism, Majid Nawaz tells his story. He was born in England. His parents were for both from Pakistan. But because of his different origin, he often felt like he did not fit in to British culture, even though he was born there. He looked different. He spoke differently, and he was relentlessly bullied by his classmates, and even on a couple of instances, was almost killed with a run-in with white gangs. Majid started to become more and more radical as he saw his family mistreated. He became even more radical when he heard about his Muslim brothers suffering and being killed by Christians around the world, especially in Bosnia at the time. Majid felt like an unwelcome foreigner in his own home country of the United Kingdom. And his hatred began to grow for the West, so much so that he began to spread his hatred and extremism all over the world, including Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And it was there, in Egypt, that he was arrested and imprisoned. When we think about the so-called Good Samaritan, it might be helpful to think of such people, about the same kind of recipe for conflict, for resentment, and even violence. The Samaritan is in a foreign country, the country of Israel. Israelites do not welcome Samaritans. The Samaritan is in the heart of the mountains, in the wilderness area, right between Jerusalem and Jericho. He must have had some wealth to be able to do business through that area of the world and to be able to pay for his fallen Israelite friend. And he, of all people, should have had to watch his back as he traveled through the countryside as a foreigner. And maybe that is why he is the one to stop. We don't know. Why is he the one to take care of this fallen Israelite who was mugged, beaten, and left for dead? Perhaps it once happened to him. Where else does this compassion come from? The Samaritan has a different religion, a different nation, a different ethnicity, and a different language. They were considered Samaritans, half-breeds, by the Israelites. Yet what the Samaritan sees on the roadside in that fallen comrade is a fellow human being in need. The Samaritan is the one who shows mercy, the lawyer says, and Jesus acknowledges. Jesus tells us that he is the one that fulfills the spirit of the law, to love God with your whole being and to love your neighbor as yourself. The foreigner is the one who loves the native here. It's kind of turned upside down, isn't it? He's treated as he would have wanted to be treated himself, as an unwelcome guest. The law is gracefully turned upside down in the story. It was the Israelites who were reminded by the law to treat the foreigner with dignity and respect. Soon after God delivers the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt, he immediately commands them these words: "You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners once in the land of Egypt. Do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself." You, child of God, should know what it is like to feel unwelcome, to be discriminated against, to be persecuted, threatened, enslaved, and crying out for God's mercy, and to know what it is to have that cry answered. Look into your own story, the law beckons us. Search the archives of your own soul, and what do you find? Like the Israelites, we find in ourselves human beings with struggles. People who were loved and accepted, and also children who hungered for more love and attention and acceptance. Like a Samaritan in the hill country of Israel, we sometimes feel like we do not belong. We find faults in ourselves. We fail to be the people of God that He calls us to be. There are times when we cannot and will not extend mercy to our neighbor because we are too self-absorbed to notice what is happening around us in the lives of those around us. The question that begins this whole conversation is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus, recognizing that it's not a valid question, answers it by turning the question on its head. It's not about our doing anything to earn God's love and acceptance. It's about the miracle of God's mercy. Seeing God's love extended to the most unlikely people, and seeing the love of God extended by the most unlikely people. That is the beautiful and miraculous part of Jesus' story. Here we have an unlikely human being freely taking interest in, caring for, and loving another human being despite their differences. Amnesty International member John Cornwall began work to free Majid Nawaz as a prisoner of conscience as he sat there in prison in Egypt. John went beyond his work, and he even began to write letters of friendship to Majid. Majid describes John as a frail Christian man in his 80s who campaigned with a passion not seen in most 20-year-olds, he writes. The story of their friendship was even aired on television, and it was out of that relationship and kindness that Majid started to free and to be free of his resentment, anger, and hatred. He now works tirelessly to educate young Muslims throughout the world, traveling to his home country of Pakistan, or rather his parents' home country. He also helps Christians in the West to better understand where the violence and resentment come from and how it might be stopped. He's a frequent guest on CNN to offer his expertise. This week it seems that we have seen both extremes of good and evil, haven't we, in our nation? The same kind of palpable distrust and disregard for human life. Hatred between Israelites and Samaritans on the one hand, but we've also seen good Samaritan behavior on the other hand, thanks be to God. There were police officers in Dallas shielding demonstrators and pushing them out of the way from gunfire with their own bodies and laying down their lives to serve and to protect, which they vowed to do. Community members throughout our nation, even here in Chicago, spontaneously offered hugs, thanksgiving, and prayers to police officers. One reporter said two Caucasian men approached an African-American police officer to say, "I'm sorry for your fallen brothers." That is what it means to be a neighbor, to graciously bridge the gap and to connect across man-made boundaries and differences, Jesus said to the lawyer after his story of the Good Samaritan, "Go and do likewise," he says. Be the one to show mercy. As Christians, we of all people know what mercy looks like. God sent his only Son to cross the boundaries of space, time, and matter itself to become flesh. Mercy is him dying for the whole world to free us from evil, death, and sin. Mercy is rising from the dead to assure us of forgiveness, adoption, and life, and to make us one human family and family of God. We get the privilege of going and doing likewise. We get to show mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.